Our guest in the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Cynthia Beacom. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Came across an article on Ground Cover, and this is by Howard Garrett, who's been on radio as a gardening expert in North Texas for a very long time, so a very well-known writer and commentator on gardening. You told me that you live in the country, and you all have some beautiful oak and pecan trees on your property.
We do. Reason we bought the property was because of these trees. It almost looks like a park from a distance.
Yeah.
Not long after we moved there, though, we discovered that you don't grow anything under these trees. And it was either dust or mud is all we ever had. No grass will grow. So I spent a lot of time trying to figure out what to do under all my trees.
Yeah.
And
this is out to the east of Greenville toward Lone Oak.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a beautiful area. So you figured out what to do about shade.
I do. I have three different kinds of Asian jasmine. The one that most everybody is familiar with is it's just all green. But recently there have been two others that have been developed. One is called Salsa. Mm-hmm. Salsa comes out let me back up, because what we do with our Asian jasmine is we mow it down every spring. We set the mower up really high, mm-hmm. and we mow it. And then all the new growth starts to come up in the spring. Mm-hmm. And like the one that's solid green, it gets all this light green growth, really looks pretty. The Salsa, the growth comes out orange and yellow. And so you've got orange and yellow against the green background. Mm-hmm. And the yellow turns more to orange, so you don't get the yellow, or maybe it's the orange turns to yellow. Right now it's more yellow, so it must be orange turns to yellow. But you have the contrast of the orange and yellow. And recently, I was at a garden center, and I was looking around. I always look at the shade plants, and I saw this called Snow in Summer. And I was like, oh my God, I have to have this. It is comes out white and pink.
And this is ground cover.
Asian jasmine.
Oh, I see.
Three different kinds, Snow in Summer, Salsa, and the regular green.
Ah, and you've been mixing the two.
Well, I just have so much shade. I've got one area where it has green, one area has Salsa, and one out.
And now you've found a third.
And I have Snow in Summer as well.
Wow. We're talking with Cynthia Beacom, Hunt County Master Gardener, and we're talking about ground covers. Howard Garrett in this article says, forget about growing grass.
Exactly.
They're just not going to do it.
No, we have sodded St. Augustine, Zoysia. I mean, you in deep shade, you are not going to grow grass. Mm-hmm. That's just all there is to it.
So he recommends a variety of ground covers, and Asian jasmine we've already talked about, and as Cynthia says, there's at least three good varieties of that, and of course English ivy,
exactly,
is another,
yes,
which is very familiar to
right.
many people.
I don't have any of that. Too viney for me, but it is a good ground cover.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't mow that exactly the way you described the...
I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so. There's also a Persian ivy, and I don't know much about that.
I think it's the only difference would be that it has some variegation to it. It's just not solid green.
Okay. I was around for a long time. I worked with Neil Sperry because we're both in radio, and so I've heard of liriope. I know how to say that from Neil Sperry, but what is liriope?
It is, I don't know how you describe it. Mine is variegated. It's white and green. It's a clump. It's not going to spread. It's going to be more clump-like. In the late summer, early fall, mine puts up a purple bloom. Mm-hmm. I cut it back in about February, so all the new growth can come up, and it gets to be maybe a 12 foot clump, but you could plant these really close together to make to cover a large mass. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to
doesn't spread a lot.
No.
I see. Again, we're talking about liriope.
Right.
There. Are we still early enough to
oh, yes.
get this started?
Yes. Make sure, maybe it's not going to matter this year because of all the rain.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, it's good.
But anything you're planting, as it gets closer to summer, make sure you water it till it gets its roots established. Mm. Because if we, you know, get into July and it's still hasn't got a good root system, it you might lose them. So whatever you plant, it's not too late to plant. Just make sure you keep them watered.
And I would think all summer, that first year, you have to be,
exactly.
be cautious about that.
Usually a year or so to make sure you get a good root system.
And then they will come back from year to year?
The liriope, yes.
The liriope will?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how about the Asian jasmine? Or you have to plant that again?
No, it just is always there.
Oh, so it is a perennial, so to speak.
Right. It's an evergreen, too. Another thing, speaking of that,
yeah.
You have to remember, and I learned this the hard way, when you're planting under shade trees and you go to the garden center and you see, oh, this loves shade. If it's an evergreen plant, shrub, whatever, and you put it under your tree and it loses all its leaves, in the winter, it's going to be in the sun. So that may or may not work.
Cynthia, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
You're welcome.
Cynthia Beacom, Hunt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.